What job did you have when you came out of the RAF?
I went back to benefit, but I only stayed 2 days because a man that we didn't get on with before I went in, he'd been made the boss. And straight from day one, I knew that we couldn't manage it. So I then went into transport, and I drove for several people, you know, including Regent, you know, Regent Oil Company down at Woodsford. I drove for them, but I drove for a lot of people, and I found that I liked driving. You know, it was something that I really liked doing, and so I just kept on doing it. And I finished up working for Freddie Knowles driving coaches, and there was another chap in Alton that had a coach company that I just can't remember his name. He only had 2 coaches, but Freddie was a character, and he had an odd eye, which made him funny to even look at, but he was just a typical farmer, and he used to say to me, Joe, take truck to Bentley Brewery and get some hops, bring it back and we'll feed cows. So I used to go down to Eshel Brewery with this little truck and fill it full of hops and bring it back, and then he'd feed it to the cows, and the cows were permanently drunk, you know, and they used to be swaying, and you could see they were drunk looking at the faces, you know, and oh, it was so funny. And
did you have to pay for the hops?
No, that's why he got it, because it was free, and they didn't even pay him to take it away, you see, because they had to get rid of it. You know, Bentley's, it was wonderful beer, you know, they had one there called a Little Timothy, which were made of barley. And I swear that would have been the strongest drink in the world. It was just a wonderful drink, and it was only a small bottle. When we were at Bentley's, I used to like going, and I used to cheat a bit, because when you went in, they give the workers or anybody delivering free beer. You know, you could just go into this little room, like call it a canteen, and a fellow would just fill your beer up, you see. So every time I went for the ops, I used to have a couple of pints, and occasionally, because I'm a bit of a rascal, I used to pretend that I was delivering, but I wasn't, you know, and I used to go in and have a couple of drinks, and off I'd go.
And, of course, the drivers who delivered the beer used to drink quite a lot as well, didn't they?
Well, in them days, you know, we're talking about no such thing as drink driving. You know, I mean, we used to drive and have lots of beer. And in actual fact, I'll tell you this one, we had a coach driver that until he'd had 4 beers, he was dangerous, because he had what the word is nowadays, DTs. Now, until he'd had 4 beers, he was absolutely dangerous. So we used to have to give him beers before he actually sat behind the seat, which sounds silly to people, but, you know, we used to all drink at least 12 pints, and that was a norm. But I must tell you this, because I found this funny. I remember reading about this Woodlesford driver that he was delivering. And from memory, it was Orson Cart that he was delivering, but it may have been a truck. And he's going round City Square, which was a roundabout in them days, and one of his barrels fell off, and he had to go to court for an insecure load. And I remember reading where the magistrate had said to him, "And had you been drinking that day?" And he says, "Of course I've been drinking. I drink every day." "Well, how many drinks do you think you had?" "Oh, I don't know. It could have been 30. 32, what? 32 pints? Surely nobody can drink." "Well, I can. I used to do it regular." The judge then said to him, "Is that why the barrel fell off? Because you'd been drinking so much?" He says, "No way," he said. "It was because I think it was the road. They want to do something with that road because it's bumpy." And of course, you know, that's why it made the headlines, but perfectly true. I mean, but I'm going from my memory, but I know it's true.
Tell me a bit about the coaches then, because Knowles has used to run trips, like charter trips, to the coast, didn't they?
Yes. Yeah, I used to do them regular for Fred. And because Fred was a small operator, the big company were Wallis Arnolds. And when Wallis Arnolds had a big trip, and in them days, we used to have what they call the children's trips. And children from all the working man's clubs used to always have a day at the coast. One day was set out for the children's trip. And so when Wallis Arnolds wanted, say, 40 coaches, and believe you me, some of the clubs had 40 coaches, well, then they'd call on Knowles's, and we used to have to go, like, as a sublet and work for others. But we were busy all the time in summer taking people to the coast. And it was ever so funny, because sometimes it could take us 5 hours to get to Scarborough, and you'd set off, say, 10 o'clock in the morning, and you'd get to Scarborough for about 3 o'clock. All the men would go into the pub, all the kids would go on the beach, and you'd have to set off about 5 o'clock to get back home. You know, it seemed to be so silly. But that was a routine. Nobody ever seemed to get upset about waiting in a traffic jam that started before Tadcaster and finished after Moulton, you know. It was just the way of life, you see.
Yeah. And you used to stop at pubs on the way back,
oh,
didn't you?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. It was always it was supposed to be what we call a wee stop, you know. But everybody would have beer on the way, and then they'd get there and have beer, and then they'd come back and we'd stop again and have beer, you see. But that was the way of life once again, you know.
And did you make as much money from tips as you did as a wage on those trips?
For sure. People in them days, I understand it's not the same today, but people in them days were really generous to the driver. You know, the driver were really the kingpin, you know. I mean, this is why I liked driving when I was younger. You know, you seem special. And I were lucky because I were quite a good singer, and I also used to tell jokes and write jokes, and so I were very, very popular, and of course the tips were the thing that I were aiming at, you see. And
how did they collect the tips?
I was in a flat cap. Everybody had a flat cap in Yorkshire, you know, and somebody would take his flat cap out, and you'd hear the money jingling and put in for the driver, you know, and you'd be driving, but you'd hear it, and when you heard it, you know, you sort of lit up, here we go, I'm all right here, you see. And then he'd just give it to you, you know, and you'd put it in your pocket or whatever. And it was always really good for what the people had in them days. You know, if they had a shilling, they'd give you threepence, you know. It were wonderful.